tiro e frettone come you are exalted more than the patriarchs and honored more than the prophets.
And you have the seeking more spells than the cherubim and the seraphim.
For you are truly the pride of our race and the intercessor of our souls. Intercede for us before our Savior, that he may keep us firm in the upright faith, that he may grant us the forgiveness of our sins in order to win mercy through your intercessions.
All the high names of the incorporeal, thousands of angels and archangels,
they did not attain your high blessedness. Oh, who is clothed in the glory of the Lord of hosts?
You are brighter than the sun, and more
than the cherubim and the seraphim with six wings, which are joyfully hovering over you.
Your glory, O Mary, is higher than heaven. You are honored more than earth's inhabitants, for you are truly the real path leading up to the heavens.
You are clothed with joy and gladness, and girdled the earth, O daughter of Zion. Oh, us clothed with the garments of the heavenly, so that you covered Adam with the garments of grace and restored him to paradise,
with a place of joy and the well of the righteousness. A true tabernacle is Mary the Virgin, placed in its midst the true testimonies. The undefiled ark overlaid round about with gold, and the mercy seat of the cherubim. The golden pot where the manna was hidden, behold, the word of the Father came and was incarnate of you. The golden lampstand carrying the true light, who is the unapproachable light of the world. The golden censer carrying the life coal, and the chosen incense with the rich aroma, the rod of Aaron that was some, and the holy flower of incense. All these together direct us to the miraculous birth, O Virgin Mary. Souls, O Moses the prophet, by the honor of the tabernacle which you have adorned, the first tabernacle which Moses had made, with the place of the forgiveness for the children of Israel. He made it with glorious, commended by the Lord, and according to the pattern shown unto him. There was an ark in the tabernacle, overlaid with gold within and without. There was a mercy seat in the tabernacle, and a golden cherubim overshadowing it.
golden censer in the tabernacle, and the chosen aloe was in its midst. There was a flower of incense in the tabernacle, smelled by all the house of Israel. There was the rod of Aaron in the tabernacle, this which has blossomed with a planting or watering. There was a golden table in the tabernacle, and the oblation bread was placed upon it. There was our priest in the tabernacle, offering sacrifice to the count of the people, says, when the Almighty smelled the aroma, he lifted up the sins of the people through Mary, the daughter of Joachim. We learned that the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin. Who can speak of the honor of the tabernacle, which was decorated by the prophet? When the chosen scholars of the holy books saw it, they were greatly amazed. They thought with their enlightened mind and explained it through the holy book. They called Mary the daughter of Joachim, the true tabernacle of the Lord of hosts. In the ark to the virgin, and its chosen gold to her purity. He likes in the mercy seat to the virgin, and the cherubim of glory overshadowing her. He likes in the golden pot to the virgin, and the measure of the manna to our Savior. They liken the golden candlestick to the church, and the seven lamps to its seven orders. They liken the golden censer to the Virgin, and its aloes to Emmanuel. They liken the flower of incense to Mary the Queen, and the chosen incense to her virginity. They liken the rod of Aaron to the wood of the cross, which my Lord was crucified upon in order to save us. They liken the golden table to the altar, and the oblation bread in the body of the Lord. They liken the archpriest to our Savior, the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. He who offered himself as an acceptable sacrifice upon the cross for the salvation of our race. His good Father smelled him in the evening on Golgotha. He opened the gate of paradise and restored Adam to his authority. shashniyev nahit en neperez veyen tot lefi mayrovi. Who is likened unto you, O Lord, among the gods? You are the true God, the performer of miracles. You revealed your power to the people, and you saved your people. Descended to Hades and brought up those who were captives in